if you invite someone to your table, what do you say to him? Well, say he's standing around there. And...
Well, out in the country around the cow camp, they say, come and get it.
Do they have triangles on those chuck wagons?
Triangles?
Or was that just lumber camp?
Might have been a brand over there, a triangle brand.
Places where I've worked, the cook had a triangle. Great big old piece of iron, about that big around. Mm. Belt bent in a triangle, maybe that high. And he'd take this big striker about that long in his hand and just run it around in a triangle. Oh, make an awful clatter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's out in the... Out with chuck wagons, something like that. They use that kind of like... Oh, what's this old boy's name? Come from Arkansas or Virginia and went to California and going to stay there. What's that big celebrity there? Big star out there. What's his name? He rings that thing every time the TV comes on.
Gosh, I can't place it.
Every time he's on.
I know it'll sure bring fellas out of the woods.
Oh, yeah. But around this, boys working a bunch of calves around the cow camp. And using it, the cook used it as a bell.
Uh-huh.
And the ones you come to chow.
What did you do when you came out here? You stood up in front of that chair and then you what?
Sit down.
If you ask someone to eat with you and he's sitting there at the table, sort of fiddling with his hands, and you push the food in front of him, what do you tell him to do?
You mean when he don't want to eat?
No, he's just bashful, say.
Oh, he's bashful, huh? What the devil's the matter with you? Why don't you go ahead and eat?
Yeah, if you want him to know that he doesn't have to wait till something to pass.
Why, did that happen?
If someone offers you food and you want to decline it, what do you tell him?
Well, I'd probably say, thank you, I don't feel like care for any right now.
And if you have something at night and then have it the next night, you say the food is...
That's over.
Oh, I know them well.